The electoral power of Hispanic Americans is growing, and a new report from Unidas U.S. and the New American Economy, a pro-immigration think tank, suggests that investments to register those voters pays off. Carlos Guevara is the Associate Director of Immigration Policy for Unidas U.S.
What's striking to us about these findings on a number of levels with the Latino electorate is Latinos are increasingly motivated to vote, and if we expand and want to expand the electorate, really closing the registration gap, the voter registration gap, is going to be important. We are increasingly seeing, as I mentioned, enthusiasm around getting out to vote ahead of the 2020 election. But in order to make the power of the electorate much more robust, we need to ensure that we're investing in the efforts to register members of our communities. And just to kind of contextualize this a little bit, in 2016, during the presidential election then, we know from our findings that about 27 million Hispanic citizens of voting age, you know, lived in the country, and about 15.3 million of them were registered to vote. So that looks like a number of about 11 million or so Latinos that did not participate for some reason or another, and largely because they did not register. But what we also know is that if we wanted to increase the turnout in November, registration is a great opportunity to do so. And our findings suggest that anywhere between 80 to 83% of Latinos who registered in the last presidential election actually voted. So that's about 8 out of every 10 who registered actually came out and voted. In Arizona, that figure is actually closer to 83%.
Wow.
So for us, that's why it's important, and why our findings show that it's important to invest in the registration, addressing this registration gap.
So it sounds like when investments are made to register Hispanic voters, they're really going to turn out. How does that compare to other demographics? Do you know? I mean, the 83% is high.
It is very high. I think that we've seen that in many occasions it does exceed other groups, or at least are on par with the groups. But I think what is key here is that the investments need to be made. There is a population ripe for engagement by candidates, by community members that is eager to engage in this process. And we know that they do turn out with those proper investments.
So, I mean, we've heard from politicos for a long time here in Arizona that the quote unquote, the sleeping giant, the Latino or the Hispanic vote is going to awaken and change the election. Do you think it's less of a all of the sudden kind of thing? And it seems like based on this research, more of a gradual kind of growth in that electorate.
I think that what's important to remember is that, yes, it's a growing voting age population. But there is this difference between folks just waking up and being educated about how the process worked. There is a necessary step that's required there in terms of registering people to vote, and that those investments can pay off by what we see with these high turnouts of folks who ultimately do register. It's also important to note, and based on our findings, is that for Latinos and the Latino electorate, what really resonates is that candidates matter, their positions matter. And what we've been talking about, the meaningful outreach to them is essential. We're struck by this number. 60% of highly likely Latino voters reported not hearing from candidates or campaigns about voting in the last presidential cycle. In a state like Arizona, which is frankly in play in 2020, that amounts to a big missed opportunity for candidates seeking to engage Latinos. And neglecting this electorate really could amount to political malpractice, frankly.
So let's talk about some of these efforts that are being made to register Hispanic voters. What are some of the challenges to convincing people of this demographic to register to vote? Why aren't more registered?
It's a good question, and I will say that there are many efforts afoot, including our very own. I think coming back to the point about, you know, candidates matter, their positions matter, I think Latinos are also eager to hear from candidates that speak to their priorities. Our polling finds that Latinos in Arizona, for example, are looking for a candidate at the presidential level that values the country's diversity and brings people together, who, number two, has a realistic and achievable policy agenda or ideas, and third, who fights for their priorities and has a willingness to compromise to get things done. I think that Latino voters are concerned about, in terms of the issues, many things that the rest of the Americans, our fellow Americans, are concerned about, including things like the cost of living, things like the jobs and the economy, and healthcare at the near top. And certainly the issue of immigration in Arizona is third highest priority and is deeply personal to a lot of Latinos in the state and the nation as a whole. It's noteworthy that while 8 in 10 Latinos in the United States are U.S. citizens, more than half of Latino voters know someone who is undocumented. Yeah. And the community as a whole, regardless of their immigration status, has experienced the anti-Latino sentiment that has been unleashed, frankly, as a result of an anti-immigrant agenda and policies but at the highest levels. And frankly, we've seen this now play out at the states. Arizona is a prime example. We see what's happened in the past 10 years with SB 1070 and Arpaio. We're alarmed and concerned that history seems to be repeating itself at the Arizona State Legislature 10 years later with another bout of anti-immigrant policies. And I think that these issues, coming back to the point of how immigration is deeply personal to Latinos, while not the top priority for many of them, is going to resonate, I suspect, in the months ahead.
Are you referencing the effort here in the state legislature to reject sanctuary cities, to ban them? What are efforts like that? What does that mean to the registration effort? Does it bolster it?
I think that what we've learned about Latinos is that the immigration issue, while it perhaps doesn't rank as the top issue, healthcare, jobs, and the economy, based on our polling, it is an issue of heart. It is what sometimes drives Latinos to the polls. But we come back to the original point that engagement, what candidates stand for, how they're talking about these issues as they are important to Latinos, is just as important for the community and the electorate at large.
All right. That is Carlos Guevara, Associate Director for Immigration Policy with Unidos US. Carlos, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.